This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn. This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's search term is choking. Oh, good one, Rachel.
Do you like
I
that?
See you acted it out. You did it. You're an actor.
I am.
Yeah, see, that was an act.
Available for hire.
So this topic, I feel like, as much as any that we have talked about, I am curious about the chicken and the egg relationship between porn and real life desire.
Oh, me too.
Because I do not think that choking – I don't think you could make the argument that, like, people wouldn't want to be choked in real life if porn didn't exist.
It's true.
But I think you can make the argument that choking is more of a popular trend.
Yeah.
Because of porn.
Because of porn, certainly. And
I think that goes both ways, meaning, like – I think in some cases it's women watching porn and being like, oh, that's hot.
Right. It looks hot.
And in some cases I think it's men watching porn and being like, this is how I'm supposed to fuck.
Right.
And then women being fucked that way.
Right.
And being choked. And I'm obviously like talking about a straight narrative, but what I'm about to sort of get into is like a question around like, is it problematic? And is there misogyny underneath it?
Well, here's my thing. I think there's a lot of difference between like pressure around someone's neck.
Yes.
And breath play.
Yes.
Like breath play is like actually reducing like the like cutting off the air supply.
Yes.
You know? And like making you like lightheaded, dizzy. Mm-hmm. And the reason why people like it is because then once you get the blood flow back in, you get a surge of endorphins.
Yes.
And it feels really great to like get the oxygen back in your blood, in your brain.
Thank you. Because I did actually, in doing research around this and reading up on this, was like, oh, right. We should actually point out a distinction between actual breath play and just lighter choking or someone putting a hand on your neck.
Yeah.
Because there is a difference.
Oh, there's a huge difference.
And I think the thing, interestingly, that has gained more traction, I would more closely associate with like rough sex, like someone putting a hand on your throat.
Oh, sure.
As opposed to cutting off your air supply.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you get into breath play, there has to be a much larger dialogue around safety and consent, obviously.
Yes.
Consent in both cases, but I think more so with breath play, you have to have a very clear rules and guidelines around like, if you are working with a partner and it's something you want to explore.
Oh, God, yeah.
How are you protecting each other and what kind of research are you doing on the anatomy of it?
Right. And you need to be very educated. You need to know exactly, like, what is going on in the neck, like, where you can harm things, where you shouldn't touch, where you should touch.
And potential risks of cutting off someone's air supply and cutting off their blood supply and the different things that can result from that. Because some of them are very dangerous.
It is the riskiest thing you can do in bed.
Yes. Yes.
Is to choke someone.
Yes.
People can die.
Yes.
It's education, communication. You need to be able to know like where, like how you're going to communicate that like you're a good, like, you know, three taps or whatever it is.
That's
letting your person know, your partner know to like, please stop.
Yes.
And also like consent. You need to absolutely have consent and talk about this way before you ever just do it to someone.
Yes. And my general feeling is that like breath play is advanced BDSM.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like that is like advanced kink and you need to be operating in a safe environment with for yourself and for others.
Right.
And if you're just starting out with kink play, like, maybe that's not the first thing to try.
You know?
Yeah. That's my feeling about it.
Right.
That all said, and I'm glad we're getting safety in there first, mm-hmm. I think the thing that's on the rise is more the light, like, rough sex choking,
right.
like, hand on a neck thing. Yeah. And I think what's interesting is I think a lot of people get it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of what their partner wants.
Yeah.
Speaking anecdotally, I have no actual research to back this up. Mm. I've been in situations where I've, like, wanted the situation rougher or harder mm-hmm. and have expressed that. And the result has been, like, someone just straight up choking me.
Yeah. No.
Like, what are you doing?
I have, like, had that happen.
Sorry, I said fuck me harder. I didn't say murder me.
I've had that happen many times.
Yes.
It's insane. I actually have this statistic that, like, nearly a quarter of adult women in the United States have felt scared during sex.
Yes.
And, like, among 347 respondents, 23 described feeling scared because their partner had tried to choke them unexpectedly.
Yes.
Like, that's not something you can just spring on a person.
Yes. And it's just, it's understandable that the trend has gotten carried away mm-hmm. and that there are people out there, I don't want to say it's men, but it's primarily men. That, and, you know, like, I understand that there are people who are watching porn.
Right.
And in that, specifically in the mainstream environment, it's very like, I'm going to destroy this bitch. And that narrative is very pervasive. And even in porn that I enjoy, there's still a leaning into, oh, I'm going to choke this bitch out. Like, it being, it looking and seeming very rough.
Right.
And when you're watching something, you don't know the amount of pressure that's being applied to someone's neck. So you're not able to learn in that environment about, like, what you should actually do to someone's neck.
Yeah.
Or to their throat. So I'm here to tell you, like, do not ever cut off a woman's windpipe.
Fuck no.
If she wants that, she or they or he will specifically and should specifically ask for that.
Yeah.
If someone likes a hand on their neck, I like when someone goes for, like, the side a little bit and applies a certain amount of pressure, but, like, the back is a safe region, too.
Oh,
that there's a way that you can grab someone's neck that is avoiding, and you should do the research, their windpipe and
their
the major blood, the major arteries that are in your neck, that is safer, but that still communicates a sense of danger and still is hot because it speaks passion to me.
And, like, dominance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you like a hand on your throat, Rachel?
You know what? I have to say, I've had some scary situations in bed with men.
Do you feel comfortable saying more?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. I recently, or not recently, but in, like, you know, like, maybe, like, 4 years ago, I had a guy who just was, like, wasted, which is, like, problematic. He just was, like, drunk and, like, reached over and just grabbed my throat and, like, shut off, like, my air supply to the point where I couldn't speak. Like, I couldn't even make words to be, like, stop.
Yeah.
And he was, like, you know, a strong guy. And I had to, like, claw his hand off. And he was just kind of drunk and didn't really see anything wrong with it. And I, like, shot out of bed. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, sorry. Like, my ex was just like, that was what she needed in order to get off. So I was just trying to help. And I was like, okay, you're absolutely not. Is that okay? Like, just because, like, you had one woman experience, that doesn't mean all women, you know?
Yeah.
And then I had to call him the next day and explain to him, like, why I was never going to see him again.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta ask.
Yeah. And it's, I feel like it's an easy thing to get right and also an easy thing to fuck up.
Yeah.
So it really is about communication. And you can have that conversation, like, very quickly and easily.
Oh, yeah.
So much of the excuse around consent and clarity is like, oh, it's not hot, and you start talking about a thing. But I can be like, put your hand here, and, like, and you can just be like, is that pressure okay? Like, and then you know from there on out,
like, what to
like
do.
This is where to start in terms of applying pressure to someone's neck or throat. And it's easy enough for someone to say, like, harder, or, like, to take your hand and increase the pressure,
right?
And to guide you, as opposed to you saying, well, my ex liked it a certain way, therefore this person must.
I was like, well,
you can't apply that kind of thing.
My ex liked a cucumber in his ass, but you don't see me pulling out vegetables.
Yeah.
You know? Not without asking.
I wish you had. Just to teach him a lesson. Oh, in that case, if we're doing what our ex is like,
well,
you
want to
get cuckolded? I know a guy who's into that. Yeah. Let's do it. I'm going to assume what you like.
Oh, do you like
a
hand?
Why don't you bend over and you take something? Because I've fucked guys who are into that as well.
Exactly.
And everyone's the same.
If I've learned anything.
Yeah. I had a scary situation as well.
Oh, wow. Look at that. 2 out of 2.
Oh, unfortunate. where I was, both of us had been drinking quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a situation where, in hindsight, I was like, oh, was that just the alcohol or was it contributed to otherwise? Where I asked someone to fuck me harder.
Mm-hmm.
And he immediately went to choking me.
Yeah.
And cut off my air supply. And I kind of went along with it for longer than I should have, but just was like, is this, like, thinking maybe he would ease off, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I kind of, like, pulled his hands away and just, like, sort of gently discouraged him. Like, I was kind of drunk and wasn't, like, really thinking about it and was like, whoa, I think I can't breathe right now. You know,
yeah.
Like, was, like, processing it in slow motion. And then we just, like, fucked and went about it and finished and, like, went to sleep, and then I woke up in the morning, like passed out, I should say, like was very drunk. And then in the next morning, I got up to go to the bathroom and passed out.
Oh my God.
Like outside of the bathroom. Like woke up very drunk with like a very full bladder and was like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And like stumbled over there and passed out. And he found me like lying on the floor of his apartment hallway and was very freaked out.
Jesus.
As was I.
Yeah.
So that was a case where I think that person just was confused about what I was asking for. And
right.
It wasn't like in consent violation. It just was like,
fuck me harder doesn't mean
choke me. Like, don't cut off my air supply.
Yeah.
Like, there are other things to do. Like, pull my hair first. You know, like, there's all kinds of things to do.
Spit in my mouth
that
first.
I was kind of trying to guide him to. And I could have been more articulate about what exactly I wanted.
Yeah.
I'd actually not want to be spit on. That's not my thing. But I think that's all to say that, like, when you do make these asks, you have to be clear.
Yeah.
Saying, like, guiding someone's hand or mm-hmm. saying, like, pull my hair or whatever, which are things
spit
I have learned
me.
To articulate better. But at the time, I just was like, ugh, and, like, just was put off by it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, him misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And then was like, oh, yeah, I probably fucking passed out because my air supply was cut off while I was drunk and dehydrated.
Right.
And that is a very scary, dangerous thing. And as much as I didn't, like, die because someone strangled me.
Sure.
Like, it's dangerous to fall on a tile floor
and
be unconscious in that situation.
Yeah.
So anyway,
terrifying.
This dark start to this episode.
It is.
So I'll just say that I do actually like being choked in bed.
Wow, you've really come around to it.
No, I had done it plenty before then, I think, which is partially why I wasn't like, whoa, air supply. Like, I was
out,
like, whoa, he's doing this kind of hard, you know? And have since learned that not everyone has the same vocabulary around, like, rough sex and what I might like, obviously, or what is good to do to a throat or a neck specifically.
Yeah.
And when you meet someone who knows how to fuck rough and look out for your safety at the same time, it's so hot.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's such hot sex to, like, feel safe, but also that sense of danger.
Do you think you'd ever be interested in, like, or have you experienced, like, the whole, like, breath play, fully cut off of air, rush of serotonin, endorphins kind of thing?
I have not experienced or gotten into true breath play.
Yeah.
At least not on purpose.
Yeah.
So I can't speak to the serotonin rush.
Okay.
That's associated. I have had situations where I came harder and had a sort of, like, rush as a result of, I think, like, blood being cut off a little bit and, like, that aspect to it, but not true breath play where I was, like, I've never deliberately gone unconscious.
Oh,
and I've
sure.
never deliberately had someone, like, fully cut off my air supply and then bring
and
it back as
the
part of a sex act. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've talked to a couple people about it and they have said, like, it's insane. It's incredible. Like,
mm-hmm.
it definitely feels like you're flying. It's the rush of dopamine, serotonin, endorphins.
Yeah.
And makes, like, an orgasm, like, way more powerful and,
mm-hmm.
like, super stimulating.
Yeah.
But I'm too scared.
Yeah. It's something that I don't
no.
feel like I need. I don't, you know. I
get anxiety just, like, walking down a street and I already feel like I can't breathe. So I don't need someone else to choke me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm good. But, Yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, I'm particularly fascinated by people who are into it, like, by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do it. Like, I'll never forget that episode of Boardwalk Empire when Bobby Cannavale has, like, a belt around his neck and, like, is, like, fucking... oh, my God, I actually know this actress's name because I know her in real life, but I can't remember right now. Katie. Her first name's Katie. I can't remember her last name. I probably shouldn't say it on this podcast anyways. She didn't agree to this.
Well, she was on the show. I suppose it's partially how we got here.
But, yeah, so something I think about a lot is that moment in Boardwalk Empire, mm-hmm. and I lost my train of thought.
I'm going to reiterate again
yeah.
that autoerotic asphyxiation is extremely dangerous.
So dangerous.
That in particular. I did read a great article in Healthline, which is often a resource that we use
on the show.
About breath play.
Yeah.
And it had some great tips for preparing yourself and getting to better acquainting yourself with anatomy
mm-hmm.
and around erotic asphyxiation in particular. Like, I think it's the most dangerous because the auto of it all implies, you know, you're alone, right?
Right.
You're masturbating and you're, like, choking yourself to the point of passing out potentially.
Yeah.
So they had some thoughts about having, like, a buddy, like, having someone in the other room that comes in at a certain time. Like, basically hiring a babysitter, essentially. Not hiring, but, like, asking a friend to support you if that is something you want to do.
Right.
Or other ways to have, like, a check-in or have...
Yeah.
It talked about, like, devices that people create that...
Oh.
Like, specific kinds of, like, knots or, like, things that if you were to fall or if you were to pass out or, like, something happened or some kind of accident happened that would prevent you from death.
Yeah.
But many of those strategies are very risky in and of themselves, so...
I mean, never forget David Carradine.
Yeah.
And Michael Hutchence from INXS.
Mm.
That song is on the playlist that at the restaurant that I work at, and every single time it comes on.
You think about autoerotic asphyxiation?
Yeah. One of my coworkers goes, you know, he died from autoerotic asphyxiation.
I don't want to know who you're doing an impression of.
I'll tell you after.
But I'm like, I guess.
Yeah.
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 So, steering back to just the conversation about, like, the chicken and egg of it all.
Yeah.
I had a friend recently who is in his 50s and tends to fuck a lot of younger women.
Oh, sure.
Be like, yeah, when did that, what's that about?
Yeah.
Like, he, like, finds himself, like, being asked more often to choke his sexual partners.
Right.
And it wasn't at his urging or, like, his porn watching or anything. So it's interesting how with younger women, sometimes, like, there's more of an exposure to porn, and does that enhance the trend?
Right.
And or are they fucking younger men who are more exposed to porn? And, like, what is mainstream porn doing for sex? And is it a bad thing?
Yeah. Is it inferring, you know, how what we like in the bedroom?
Yeah. I'm going to get on team. It's not a bad thing. Like, I, as I said, like choking. I like rough stuff. And I do think my relationship with rough sex has to do with my relationship with porn.
Right.
And there are times that I'm like, would I fuck like this if I never watched porn? And what would my life be then?
Yeah, but I think that's kind of like the beauty of porn, right?
Yes.
It's like sometimes it introduces you to things that you wouldn't have thought of doing on your own.
I agree. Or you watch something and you're like, oh, wow, I really find that hot.
Yeah.
Like, why is that hot to me? And why would I turn away from that if I find that I'm stimulated by it?
Right.
And how do I bring it into my real life?
And I would like to think that these women are at some point smart enough in their lives to be like, actually, I don't really like that anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can, and those preferences and inclinations can evolve.
Right.
And I think it just goes back to the point that, like, there's always going to be porn, there's always going to be young people watching porn now that the internet exists. So I think it's just about destigmatizing and creating, like, an educational aspect to porn and making more kinds of porn accessible that put consent and female pleasure at the forefront rather than, you know, just relying on this priority male gaze that has been leading porn for decades now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think I agree with you that I'm leaning more towards that because it's like when 50 Shades of Grey came out and all of a sudden everyone's like, I want to get dominated, you know? It's like, well, maybe the thought never crossed your mind because, like, you hadn't been open to it before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I did find an article or two by this woman who is going to become my arch nemesis. her name is Dr. Gail Dines. And she has articles in The Guardian and Washington Post that I think were, like, her own op-eds.
Okay.
It seems that her whole career is dedicated to taking porn down.
Bringing down porn.
Dr. Gail Dines is a professor of sociology and women's studies at Wheelock College in Boston. Her latest book is Pornland, How Porn Has Hijacked Our Sexuality.
Okay.
Her website is stopporncultureorg, which I don't mind tagging because the website didn't load when I clicked on it.
She didn't pay for the domain name?
Either the service wasn't working or she has since walked away from this work. Her argument is pretty extreme.
Okay.
And it's interesting to me because she's a women's studies person and acknowledges the criticism she receives as saying we should just shut down porn, that it's like an anti-progressive perspective. But her argument is that porn is a public health crisis. But I have read all the articles that she put out and the information is not empirical to my liking, meaning like it's not objective. It's saying that like her article on choking, which is how I found her.
Right.
Is about like choking is this like supposed to be this like sexy thing. And then it just it tried to argue that like porn leads to murder and that people who watch porn are more likely to be domestically abusive and that like women are dying. And I think it's the reverse is that this like argument has become like has emerged. And we talked about this a little ahead of the show that like men who are accused of abuse and who have caused major damage or even killed their partners have used like I was choking them in bed as a defense.
Yeah.
And there have been multiple cases of that probably where it wasn't the case.
59 UK women who have been killed by men who claim a sex game went wrong.
Yeah.
And the defense was successful in 9 of the 19 killings.
Yeah.
So.
Which is of concern on all sides, which is again why I go back to like if you are doing anything with breath play in particular, like be very careful and you need to have really clear communication with your partner.
Oh my God, yeah.
But the implication that like watching choking and porn making you a murderer is absolutely preposterous.
Yeah, that's psychotic.
And I just like I'm reiterating the point that like porn will always be around.
Yes.
And if we continue to marginalize it, we are actually like putting sex workers and anyone at risk in that community like further into the darkness.
Yes.
Meaning we are robbing them of resources to protect themselves from unsafe sets and unsafe environments where they're working. And we're diminishing the opportunity for porn that is educational, that is inclusive.
Right.
And that does promote consent.
Yeah, to be available.
And pleasure for both partners.
Right.
And pleasure relies on safety.
Yeah.
It simply does. So I take issue with you, Dr. Dines. Feel free to give us a call if you want to talk it through.
I'll watch while Laura.
While lawyer Laura.
Yeah.
Sits
I'll
down.
Watch while Laura destroys her.
God.
And that's the title of the first porn you're in.
I mean, I'm speaking obviously as the recipient of that kind of rough sex, but I have also spoken to partners who have been scared or overwhelmed by the ask to be rough and have not liked being in the position of like, I feel like I'm going to hurt you.
Right. Just as like as women, not all women like to be choked, like not all men like to choke women.
Yeah.
Or not even just doesn't rely on gender, just, you know, anyone.
Yeah. Not everyone wants to dominate.
Yeah.
And as I said, actually, on the rough sex episode, I had a partner who was not quite comfortable with it, but would do it, but felt like he was putting on like a character or something. And then we had a conversation where I explained like, this to me is about like passion. It's about like the heat of you like needing to put your hands on me. And if you know that I want that, then it's like hot. And I gave him a big old boner. Just talking about it. Put a little hand on his leg. So that's to say that
it works.
The shit hot.
Yeah.
When it's about shared passion and effective, sexy communication. Anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox. I've been on it for a while.
Yeah,
this
how's
episode.
It look up there?
It's lonely. Rachel. It's windy and cold.
Because I'm down here.
Do you have other research or stats you want to share about this?
I don't. I couldn't really find a lot in terms of it for like what people are searching for.
Mm-hmm.
So no is the short answer.
Great. Great short answer. Should we move on to the...
Yes.
Showdown?
Yes.
GF choked during makeup sex. Eat the pussy missionary doggy back shots.
What's a back shot?
I think it's a shot from the back.
But, like, of what? What?
Doggy back shots? I think maybe it's a POV.
Okay.
I'm guessing this is one of those titles where they're like, we're just going to list off things you get.
Yeah, that you get in this
Girlfriend
video.
Girlfriend choked during makeup sex. We got some eat the pussy. Missionary doggy back shots.
I gotta say it. If I'm having makeup sex, like, I want it to be, like, cuddle. I want it to be, like, lovely. I don't want it to be choking.
Oh, interesting.
Really? Mm. You're the opposite?
Yeah, I like a passionate. Yeah. I like a fight and then a passionate fuck.
Sure,
you do have to like resolve the fight.
Yeah,
but being like, a little bit like, ooh, we're both still kind of steamy at each other. Can be really
are we hot fucking to me. Or are we fighting? You know, like I just want to be fucking.
I like both.
Okay,
pain right. and pleasure, baby.
I know.
Daddy's a little slut choking. Nothing too outrageous about this
sure,
title.
Sure, sure.
Important to note that this is just a girl alone choking on a hairbrush. So this is presumably a cam girl. Just really making it work, using
Looking
the resources that she has.
It could be you.
You could be her daddy.
Yeah.
Next we have, she chokes on dick for so long. What a champ. What a champ.
Does she live at the end? I hope.
Well, in this case, it's her choking on dick, which mm-hmm. is a lot of what I found for this showdown is yeah. less
choking
someone choking
next.
Someone
yeah.
and a lot of like
choking
oh, we're
on
choking
dick.
On a dick because yeah. we like to choke on those dicks
or
and that's
a hairbrush.
We could almost do a whole episode just on dick choking as
oh,
opposed
yeah.
to people choking each
yeah.
other.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get there.
Teen chokes her lesbian girlfriend and in revenge she pinches her nipples. So
oh wow,
who won that round?
Yeah, truly, because I don't really know if that's a good enough of revenge.
Yeah, I kind of thought it should go in the other order.
Yeah, like I pinch your nipples and in return you choke me.
Yeah, like these
now
that
we're getting
feels
somewhere.
Like the escalation yeah. of events, whereas like you fully choked me and I'm like meep.
Yeah.
Honk honk. Tied and face fucked on my knees, choked on cum, LOL.
LOL.
LOL, I choked on the cum.
I usually always LOL after
Great
that.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Great time.
Sometimes it's a LMAO, you know?
Yeah.
If it's a particular...
You're laughing your ass, huh?
Yeah.
That is what the kids say for that acronym.
It's true.
I say like that acronym wasn't invented when we were 10.
In, on AIM, yeah.
Love this brush. Ended up choking on my spot at the end. Genuinely don't know what this is.
Love this brush.
Ended up choking on my spot.
I think it's supposed to be spit.
At the end, it's mm-hmm. spit. But also love this brush.
What's
what
up
brush?
With the hairbrushes?
But do we know that this is a hairbrush? Because the thumbnail very much looked like...
It's just a vagina, right?
Yeah, with like some kind of foreign object, but it wasn't a... It didn't look like a hairbrush to me.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was. It looked like it had a massive hair. Like it was like dildo size, like thick dick
yeah.
dildo sized. Who has a hairbrush like
I
that?
I know.
Does anyone have a hairbrush that's like
that
as thick
big?
As my fist?
Yeah. There is a thing. I feel like someone mentioned that, like, where it was like, when growing up, like, didn't you, like, masturbate with a hairbrush? Like, I feel like a man was, like, asked me that. Because I was like, what porn are you watching?
It was, yeah, it is sort of one of those things of, like,
Dicks.
Certainly some personal experimentation, some urban legend. You
yeah,
know, like,
yeah.
cucumbers and shampoo bottles
sure.
and the various things that, like, some of us were like, sure, let's try this out.
Vaguely resembles a phallus.
But I can't, like, a hairbrush makes sense because you've maybe
yeah.
got, like, some rubber in there, like,
oh,
something
sure.
to, like, make it a little
yeah.
better for you. But
I don't know.
I don't know much about the major trends
yeah.
in that space in
yeah.
porn.
Hmm.
He choked on my urine, but I continued to urinate in his mouth. He choked in my urine, but I continued to urinate in his mouth.
I appreciate the grammar that's happening here.
Yeah. Look, he choked on my urine, but I continued to urinate in his mouth.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry. Next we have Susan's choking, spanking, hair-pulling, cum-filled, fuck-fest porn music video.
I love that it's actually just a music video.
Yeah, but with something for everyone.
Yeah.
We've got some choking, we've got some spanking, we've got hair-pulling, we got cum-filled, fuck-fest music video.
And we've got Susan, most importantly.
And Susan's there. I wonder if this is Susan that's come up before, because we have had some Susans.
Yeah.
Susan be out here on Pornhub.
Susan be naughty.
She be bad.
This is supposed to Susan be Anthony. I'll leave.
Okay.
I'm leaving.
Susan be naughty. You've been looking for your porn name.
That's my porn name.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's not taken. Just so you know, Susan B. Anthony was a racist. The baby sucked and did not appreciate her strength and almost choked with.
Wait, what?
The baby sucked and did not appreciate her strength and almost choked with.
Oh, wow.
Wowie zowie. I'm guessing the baby isn't a baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing first. Also, I'm guessing that, like, the baby, is it two women?
Oh, no.
Did not appreciate her strength?
No, the idea is, I believe, that, like, if I'm the baby.
Okay.
And I sucked.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate my strength and was like, oh, no, and almost choked. So let's say I'm the baby and I'm sucking on a dick and I suck too hard and then I'm choking on the dick.
Oh, really?
I think that's what they're going after.
Okay, wow. All right.
It felt like degradation.
Yeah.
I guess it felt like that's what was happening.
But it was also like a compliment. Like, she had strength. There's a backhand compliment in there. She didn't appreciate her own strength.
Yeah, someone just getting creative about that degradation where they're like, you don't know your own strength.
And
it's your fault.
You choked on it.
Yeah. And you choked. It's your fault. Baby.
Baby.
What a silly baby. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
We're back. We're back.
Sorry, I just freaked Laura out. She was not close enough to her microphone.
I was not quite ready.
Oh,
here I am anyway.
Snuck it in on ya.
Okay, well, that sounds like a terrible porn.
that was in the showdown. So the first video we're going to talk about is Apnea. It's from Four Chambers, which we've talked about many times. We're big fans. Love Vex, actually. And it features Nanettle, Gage, and Joe?
Or Zoe?
Or Zoe? I don't know. It's X-O-E, and I'm not really sure on the pronunciation. But Zoe seems cool.
Yes.
And easier to say than Joe.
Yes.
So if you don't know, apnea is the temporary cessation of breathing, especially during sleep. And this video is all about choking, breath play.
Yeah.
Really interesting video.
I love this video.
Do you?
Yeah, I thought it. So, what did I love about this? I liked that this was a non-linear porn.
Sure.
I get down with those for sure.
Montage-y vibes.
It was very high art, but it was not... it didn't put me off.
Okay.
For its own sake, if that makes sense.
Like, yeah.
I liked that at times we didn't quite know what was going on.
Sure.
Meaning, like, in the sense it was non-linear, it was like sometimes we were watching someone sit on someone else's face, and sometimes we were watching someone holding onto someone else's neck and cutting off their hair, and then like someone coming back from that. Like, I actually thought the nature of the visuals and the execution of the video lent themselves to breath play.
Yeah,
it
for
felt
sure.
very dreamy. It felt very like sort of disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Also like euphoric,
lightheaded.
Yeah,
dizzy. Yeah, they kind of played with time a little bit. Just like speeding up and slowing down, which I thought also lent itself to the idea of like the rush of oxygen and things like that.
Yeah. Also because it wasn't like because of the high style of it and because of the way they did the breath play, it almost. I was like, this is very much like how I would like to think breath play would work, meaning like we're not just watching someone be choked and then go unconscious.
Yeah.
We're watching the play of it and the like walking up to the edge and the danger of it and then coming back
exactly.
and having the like rush of endorphins, let's say, at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, play is in the title. It shouldn't just be one thing, I don't think.
Yes.
You know?
It shouldn't just be like, I choke you and you pass out.
Yeah.
It's about like
the
playing with the line and edging that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I also have to say I really liked the music in this.
Mm.
I thought the music was really great.
Yeah.
And kind of added to like the kind of sexy, dreamy sort of feel, this vibe, the lots of like blinding white light that it faded into.
Yeah, there was a full like white screen at one point.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I guess this is the part where like we go
where we
unconscious and
come
back.
Yeah.
Like it really was playing with the metaphor of what it is to experience breath play.
I also really liked at sometimes we could hear what they were saying. At one point I heard Nanette say, choke me harder, which I liked. Like, oh, consent is obviously here.
Yes.
I mean, I already know that because I know the platform, but
yeah,
you know, it's just nice to know.
It's nice to hear.
It's
nice to have an example in a porn like this of like, this is how you operate after I fucking do my 45-minute soapbox.
Yeah.
Great example of like how you can ask for something and give consent in a way that's hot.
Yeah.
And I also thought it was damn innovative that they did like breath play in different ways. It wasn't just hands on throats.
Yeah.
Like at one point, I'm pretty sure Gage was going in and out of breath play via cunnilingus.
Yeah.
Meaning like
someone's
his
pussy.
Face was being
yeah.
sat on
yeah.
and that like part of the play was that.
Yeah.
Was like
getting suffocated
almost suffocating
by,
him
yeah.
With genitalia.
Yeah.
And then him coming out of that.
Yeah.
And being allowed out of that, I guess. Or like
I know. I remember that and I thought that was really hot.
Yeah. That to me is an interesting like real like play with the whole like BDSM aspect of it, like the dominance of it
yeah.
and the trust that would be necessary to execute that effectively.
Mm-hmm. I also liked that it was a threesome. I liked that there was, sometimes it was one person was choking the person who was also getting pleased, which I thought would be a wonderful way to get choked.
Yeah.
Like you're also getting eaten out.
Yes.
Sounds great.
Yeah. And I love that it wasn't just cisgender straight sex.
Yeah.
Because it was three people and we had some non-cis performer in there.
Yeah.
It just, the dynamic in the video shifted to me naturally because
I
wasn't thinking about the gender roles at play and I wasn't thinking about what this is saying to me about who's safe.
A man choking
and,
a
like,
woman. Yeah.
Society. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
That. Like
yeah.
all of that. Like I was like, this is just three people having fun with each other.
Playing.
And playing and experiencing each other's bodies and experiencing this like sort of sense of danger and together.
Yeah, it felt very collaborative. No one really felt like they were the star or like they were getting benched. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I liked a lot.
Yeah.
I loved all the spanking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of spanking.
Mm-hmm.
There was one point which I was like, again, like an innovative way of choking in bed that I've never seen, but like I think it was Nanette, she covered her own mouth and nose with her hand to like do it to herself.
Yeah.
Which is like,
so
wow.
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never, I've just wouldn't ever think to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, in general, I just thought this was a perfect example of what I love about Vex Ashley's work.
Yeah.
Like, it was subtly groundbreaking, frankly, not to, like, be too extreme, but I was like, right. this is pushing forward what porn can be and what porn can do.
Absolutely.
But was also hot and didn't just feel like artistic statements or inclusion for their own sake.
Yeah.
It actually just felt like a beautiful film that was hot to me and that turned me on, even given that, like, breath play isn't something that I've experienced or something that I seek out necessarily when I'm watching porn.
Especially because choking is one of those things that if you search for it, you can get a lot of scary stuff.
Yeah, I had a hard time with the showdown.
Yeah, you can get a lot of really freaky, scary things where you're not really sure what the consent is. Like, you know, I don't really want to watch someone just getting choked and getting and passing out, you know?
Yeah, so I don't want to watch that, certainly.
Yeah, this felt nice and safe and supported and, you know...
Yeah,
consensual.
And a great way to explore a kink in a safe space.
Especially because, like, at one point someone got choked and then they gasped for air and then they kind of laughed, which I liked.
You can see them enjoying it.
Yes.
It wasn't self-serious because that, like, distances me from it, I think. I think if the thing was too serious and too scary or trying to be scary, it would take me out of it, whereas this just felt like people actually acknowledging together and enjoying and, like, walking up to the scary place and then coming back and you seeing the, like, enjoyment and the relief and even, like, seeing a visual representation of those endorphins, you know, like, what it is to, like, come back from that. Like, it gave me that sensation.
Yeah, the power dynamics, too. I felt like it wasn't always just one person doing the choking and always one person receiving. Like, everyone was kind of in on it, which I liked.
Yeah, there's a really interesting dynamic between the three of them and how they would dom and sub each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you don't really see often, especially with something like this.
Yeah, it's hard. I think it requires a really
rough sex world.
Yeah, I think I think it's hard to pull off. And they really did with this one, I thought.
Yeah. I clap my hands.
I clap my hands. But not actually.
Because that would be loud.
It'd be
and
loud
I have a microphone.
In the microphone. Shall we move on?
Yes. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So...
here we go.
I found this video on spankbang.com. I have no idea who is in it, where it's from. It's called Choking Her Bitchy Boss.
The handle is BigMike44.
And also at one point, it says, like on the bottom right, there's like a some font that says Strangle Nail Production 2019.
Okay, so it's recent.
Yeah, it's recent.
The overall vibe of this video is like
low budge.
It's like a scene you make for acting class.
Yeah, that's what I said.
When you're like, oh, this is going to be so edgy. We're going to make the best edgy scene for our auditioning for film class. So it's two beautiful women. And one spends most of the video with her hands on the other one's neck.
Yes.
It's called Choking Her Bitchy Boss.
One girl is tied up, question mark?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I had a question mark about that as well.
Yeah.
Because we start with the woman seated saying, why am I tied up? But she's not, as far as we can see.
We can't really tell.
Maybe her hands are because the only frame we have is from her tits up.
Yeah.
But there's no evidence of her being tied up.
Yeah.
So really skipped that whole production detail. And then they just have what feels like an improvised conversation and then like a lovely neck massage.
Literally a neck massage.
Yeah. Like, so the woman who
is tied up. It was her boss.
Yes.
That's the conceit here.
And the woman who is sort of strangling her.
Was fired.
That sort of comes out in the improv, but you also feel like they didn't quite do their homework on like what the details
I'm
of these characters
trying
are.
Trying to get through this forest of this plot.
We're
muddying
through a lot of weird dialogue. We're also like, maybe the boss is high. Like, she's like groggy. And I'm like, is the idea that she drugged her and she's just coming to? Because she's kind of doing this like,
her eyes are slowly
not all
blinking.
Here sleepy thing.
Yeah.
And kind of rolling her head around while she's getting this lovely neck massage. It literally looks like the woman who is, let's say, choking her.
Yeah.
Put like massage oil on her.
Like
she looks lubed up.
Yeah.
Like,
and she also has these very long nails.
Yes.
And she's trying really hard not to dig her nails into her skin. So she's just kind of like pulling on her neck skin.
Yeah.
And the nails are so prominent, in fact, that the woman who is getting choked is like, the only thing that was good about you were
your
nails.
She's like, you have really beautiful nails, but that's the only good thing. And then she's like, oh, and like kind of takes her neck tighter. I mean, look. I appreciate that we chose this video because I didn't want to watch like a scary brutally video. Choked yeah. to death.
Yeah, me either.
And even like give a click to any of the unfortunately yeah. like multitudes of content
right.
that has that kind of thing. So I'd rather watch this weird low-budge sad yeah. attempt at like an improv about a kidnapping scene. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what this is.
She's like, I'm so rich and powerful. And I was like, judging by that tank top, like, no, you're not.
Yeah. It really did feel like a child's game of make-believe. Yes. Like, no, but I'm rich and powerful and you're my assistant.
Yeah.
No, because I'm strangling you and then you'll die.
I'm going to be the boss
okay,
now.
Okay, fine. You can be my secretary again if you let me go.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Yeah. Like, either these two women, like, genuinely were like, I don't know, maybe this?
Yeah.
Or a guy, like, Big Mike yes. 44, found the hottest women he knew.
Because these aren't the camera.
Beautiful
yeah.
women.
Yeah.
It's confusing that they're in something I so know. Low budget. Because I was like, you can get jobs.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're not talented. Like, you, someone
something
will hire
else.
You.
Yeah.
And just was like, I got an idea for a scene. We're going to make tons of money. You don't have to do porn. Because there's no sex in this.
Right.
But you do have to do this weird scene where you choke because there's so many people that are and so into choking. Like, beautiful woman choking is huge. We're going to make millions.
Yeah. And she's probably like, but what about my nails? And he's like,
it's fine. It's
don't
fine.
Worry about
just
it.
Like, don't scratch her. Just like, that looks great. That looks great, babe. Yeah. All right, go. Oh, what's the scene? Oh, so like, you're her boss. Yeah. Maybe you were drugged. Okay, go. Yeah. And they were like, and just like went with it.
Right.
And it resulted in this truly unfortunate video.
With a, and also they get a string.
A string?
The string that they pull out. The little, like,
oh.
weird piece of, like, string that she then uses to choke her. And then she pretends to die.
Which is also just the weirdest, saddest yeah. choice.
Because she's just holding this string around her throat and pretending, trying to make it look like there's some tension involved.
Yeah.
But really there's not.
Yeah.
And then the girl is just kind of making the fake choking sound, like...
Did you clock how many views this video has?
I didn't. Did you?
I didn't. Oh. It's not as prominently displayed on Spank Bank, but this just reminded me that I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Like, are we one of 10 people that have watched this?
Probably.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. Maybe it's in, like, a sweet 2,000 range.
Maybe.
I hope
you.
These women have other things in store.
And burn in hell.
Fuck you and burn in hell.
Is her last words.
Oh, I yeah. thought you were just saying that.
No.
And I was like, you're really mad about this bad video.
Yeah, I truly am mad.
It is doing harm to no one, to be fair.
It like, did harm to the
no
woman.
No one was choked to the making of this video. Because they don't know what choking is.
Yeah.
But props to them for not trying without a fight choreographer.
It's your last chance to speak. Fuck you and burn in hell. And
yeah.
then she dies.
Yeah.
What a weird... strange video.
It just felt like a game of make-believe. It made
it
me feel sad for them.
It did.
Yeah.
But at least she got a compliment on her nails that she obviously cares a lot about.
Well, that's almost like why I was like, these women are not equipped to do this scene. Because
yeah.
it was like a bad improv where like they couldn't even keep the like tension of the scene going.
Because yeah, they're like, by the way.
I'm scared to choke you, but also like your nails are so great.
Let me just say
like,
that.
But, okay, but sorry, but like, sorry, no, I hate you. Like, they like couldn't
gonna,
keep yeah. the scenario going. Like, I feel like the guy got these two together. They're like, let's make this weird video. This girl's left, and we're like, what the fuck was that?
And
I have no
like,
idea. Let's go get our
nails done.
Nails done. I'll
take
you to my girl.
Yeah. yeah. Where's your manicurist?
Yeah.
That's so true.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Strangle Nail Production.
Anything vaguely hot about this? Or that you think
no.
would satisfy the.
Someone,
like,
a viewer.
What is someone looking for here, and is it here?
Whew. I'm going to say no, because if you're into choking, like, this isn't even choking.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It's just, like, the pulling of neck skin.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
That's
I don't
it.
Think this achieves what I even... I don't even know if it knows what it wants to
no.
achieve.
No.
But as far as, oh, there's a kink for someone, or there's something for every kink, I don't even think this gets close to...
No, it doesn't.
What someone would be looking for.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did you also clock that, like, 7 minutes in? She was like, you can't kill me. My kids will miss me. I was like, oh, where'd that gem
heightening
come
stakes.
From? Yeah. yeah.
Trying to make it worthwhile.
Okay, now we're going somewhere.
I mean, it was a bold choice.
Yeah.
I like that she went there. Still not invested in the video.
Yeah.
Still doesn't have my vote.
Me neither.
Speaking of... Register to vote, everyone. It's going to be too late by the time this episode comes out.
It truly will be. So are either of these going into your spank bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I shall return to
you
apnea.
You like apnea.
Yeah.
And as someone who likes choking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is so much more about breath play than just the tame vanilla choking that I'm into. I feel like I'm in the most basic bitch choking. Like, put your hand on me, but don't hurt me. But like, maybe feel like you might hurt me, but like, don't hurt me.
The risk is there.
Yeah. The sense of danger, but like, I trust you. We communicate. We're consenting. I love that I'm putting on a voice making fun of me having
sexual interactions
that
like.
Are successful.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. That's just how I talk in bed. It's part of my kink. yeah, I think I might return to that. And it's interesting because it is more about breath play than like, choking and rough sex. Like, it doesn't have really the rough sex component to it. There is the part where, like, we're doing some face sitting and it's like, ooh, that's kind of scary and interesting. Yeah. But it's less, what do you think of, like, you know, mainstream rough sex. It's like someone gets their hair pulled and fucked rough.
Yeah.
Or pounded in some kind of way. It's not that. So I'm curious to keep watching it and see if it like piques my interest further into that realm.
I think I would be more into apnea if we had had like a longer section of just of not like a montage. Do you know
you,
what I mean?
Yeah, you weren't here necessarily for the non-linear aspect of it.
Yeah, like I would have just liked more. I don't mind things that are non-linear, but I would have just liked a longer, like
more sustained sex.
Yes. Yeah, a little
bit. This is more already in like in that direction.
Right.
I really appreciated it for that, but I hear you that I do actually like to just like watch people fuck for a while sometimes.
Yeah, that's what gets me going.
You know, it is porn. Sometimes you like to watch people fuck for a while. What can we say?
Well, the time has come.
Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Instagram handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.